Learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Amud Beis. The sugya starts in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there is finishing off the Seder of the Avodas Hayom. The Mishnah is starting with the second time he wore the big days of the third tefillah. With there he does, the Mishnah says, the Eloi ve'Ela Am, and the Gemara includes in that the Emurei of the Chatas, of the Seir and the Par. And then he wears the Big Day Zav again to take out the Kaf and the Machta, and wears the Big Day Zav again to do the Aveda, the Mishnah says to do the Aveda of the Neiris and the Kteiris. We have a Machlekesh Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, which the Gemara explains is unclear. The Mishnah is not very clear exactly what Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva hold. And the Gemara says you can find Shittas Rabbi Eliezer in Tana Devei Shmuel, and Shittas Rabbi Akiva in the Tosefta, And the Gemara goes through, and we have there afterwards the Machlekes in the Mikiva Gufa, if all the Musafim were done with the Talmud Shel Shachar, or six Kvasim with the Talmud Shel Shachar and one after the Avodas Yom Kippurim, or the other way, one Kavis with the Talmud Shachar and six after the Avodas Yom Kippurim. But I want to discuss, because it's also very complicated in the Rishenim, there are a few Shittas Rishenim and a few key points of the Sugya, and that's what we're going to discuss. The Shaila is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, where the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said in Rabbi Eliezer that when he does the third Tevila and does the Eloi in the Eloam, he does Shivas Kvasim Tmimim B'nei Shana. And it doesn't talk about the Par or the Sirin Asa B'chutz or the Emur Echatas. That's what the Gemara tells the Chan. So then the Gemara brings the Tana Devei Shmuel. Now Rabbi Eliezer says he did the Eloi Ve'Eloam Ve'Emur Echatas. So you have the Emur Echatas. But the para oila and the shivas kvasim, the sin achzer b'chutzim tamid shel bein arabayim. So the problem is like this. The Mishnah is pretty clear that the shivas kvasim are done on the third tefillah. The tamid shel bein arabayim, presumably, and this is how Rav Yishayim hold, was done with the fifth tefillah. And that's more mafurish in the Gemara early in the Flamed Vezim and Aleph. That the tamid shel bein arabayim was done with the fifth tefillah. And that would also be the lashon avol para oila v'shivis kvasim v'sinas v'chutzim tamish ben arbaim. If you go the avol there, that the eloi and elo am and murichatas were done with the third tefillah. Yatzav asa elo ve'elo am v'murichatas. That's with the third tefillah. And then he wears a big day lavan and he does it tzas kafim achta. Avol para oila v'shivis kvasim v'sinas v'chutzim tamish ben arbaim. That clearly tells you that the eloi, the elo am and the murichatas are done then. But, meaning a different thing, para oila, shivas kvasim, sevskutz, are done not then, but with the tamid shel bein arabayim. So that's pretty clear that the shivas kvasim were done later with the tamid shel bein arabayim. And that's all the musafim were done then. Also the para and the shenas b'chutz, except for the eil ha'am, which is also in the psukim in acharema, is the yasa, v'asa selasa, v'tza eil ha'am, that's done miyad with the third tefillah. But the problem is the Mishnah says that he does the Eloi ve'Elam and the Shivas Kvasim Tumim B'nei Shana, that's mashu with the third tefillah. So that's the problem. When were the Shivas Kvasim done? The Mishnah sounds like they were done specifically by the third tefillah, and the Brisa sounds like they were done by the fifth tefillah, b'frat if you go is the Avol. So Taisus and the Rosh hold that they were done with the fifth tefillah. The Shaila is, what does the Mishnah mean? So the Mishnah is not so clear. The Mishnah is not mefarish so much. The Mishnah just means that the Shivas Kvasim were done after the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Lafukei Rabbi Akiva the holds in Tamish Shachar and Krovim, which was before the Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's all the Mishnah means. But the Mishnah wasn't Nachasti Mechalik, were they done by the third tefillah before the Yitzhas Kafim Achta, or were they done by the fifth tefillah after the Yitzhas Kafim Achta? That's what Taisus and the Rosh both hold. The Baal Amor, on the other hand, holds that they were done by the third tefillah. And he obviously could not be Geris to Avol. Like Taisus, the Master Tanavei Shmuel, already says, a Girsa that's not Geris to Avol. Ben Hananel wasn't Geris to Avol. And he says, when the Brisa says they were done with the Tamish Ben Abayim, it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean they were done specifically with the Tamish Ben Abayim. It just means that they weren't done with the Tamish El Shachar. They were done not before the Avodas Yom with the Talmud Shachar, but they were done after the Avodas Yom Kippurim with the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, but not exactly with the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. The Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim is before, early in the Daf Lamed Beis, it was done after the Tzas Kafim Achta. Masha'en Kain, all the musafim were done by the third tefillah before they tzaras kafam achta. So that's a machlekes rishonim, all assuming that the tamid shel bein arbayim was done by the fifth tefillah. So the question is, when were the musafim done according to Rabbi Eliezer? The Mishnah's mashma, they were done by the third tefillah. The Gemara is pretty clear, especially if the Gari say Aval, they were done with the Talmud Shem Abayim by the fifth tefillah. So you have a machlekes, which one to be matchik? The Taz and the Rosh says be matchik the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not telling you the exact time of the Zayin Kvasim. And the Braisa is more accurate. The Braisa is telling you it was done with the Talmud Shem Abayim, especially because the Gari say Aval. And the Neila, the only thing that was done in the third tefillah is Eloi, Eloam, and the Murechatis, that's it. Everything else, the entire Parshas Pinchas, was all done after Netzah's Kafam Achta. And the Svarah makes sense, that since Rabbi Eliezer wants everything to be Kedich Sinf, and that's why the whole Parshas Pinchas after Parshas Achareimis is so good, Netzah's Kafam Achta is also in Parshas Achareimis, even though it's Shalek HaSeder in the Psukim. So we make Netzah's Kafam Achta the end of Parshas Achareimis, after the Eloi, the Eloam, and the Akhtaris Emrim. And then we have the Tzoras Kafam Achta, and then we get the Parshas Pinchas, the Par, and the Seir Nasa B'chutz, and the Shiva Kvasim, and the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. That's Taisus and the Rosh. So you have the Machlik and the Mishnah, and the Brais is accurate, and the Baal Mars is Faket, that the Tzoras Kafam Achta is last. It's like you say, that's all the way at the end. That's the last thing you do. And the Brisa, when it says Im Talmud Shalbein Arabayim, is only Kamal Afuki Talmud Shal Shachar. It's not done before the Avodah Yom Kippur, it's not after the Avodah Yom Kippur. But really, the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim is done after the Tzoras Kafam Achta, and the entire Parshas Pinchas is done before the Tzoras Kafam Achta. The Eloi, the Eloam, and the Tzoras Emim is done together with the Par, and the Shiva Kvasim, and the Siyan Asim B'chutz. But this is all with the assumption, which both Rashi and Taisus hold, that the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim is done with the Tevilah Chamishah. It's really Rav Yishenim all the way. Rashi, Taisus, the Rosh, the Baal Amar. The Ramban also writes that all the Gainim hold their way, the Ramban al Haterim, the Ramban here in Kedushim, he also says it's the Das of the Kravish Shal Petanim HaKadmainim. The Piyutim that they made on Seder HaVayda also assumed that the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim was done after the Tzoras Kafam Achta by the Tevilah Chamishah. But Lamaisa, the Ramban himself, both here in Kedushim and in the Piyut Shal Haterim, and this is also the Das of the Ramban and the Smag, they hold that the Talmud Shel Abayim was with the Tevilah Shlishis, before the Tzoras Kafam Achta. So Mela, there's no problem. When it says in the Mishnah that the Shiva Kvasim were done together with the Eloi, the Eloam, and it says here in the Braisa that the Pyra Oil and Shiva Kvasim and Sinas Mechutz was done with the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, that's Mamish the same time, because the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim also was done with the Tevilah Shlishis. And the Ramban says, I have a Raya, because the Gemara, when it says the Tevilah Chamishis, it just says Ktairis and Neiris. It doesn't say Talmud. Why doesn't it say Talmud? Elamai, the Talmud was done earlier. He also brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says pretty clearly, Omer Bechna, kol meidem meitzas kafam achta, shila achar Talmud shel bein arabayim. So Bechna clearly says this in the Yerushalmi, that the meitzas kafam achta is after the Talmud shel bein arabayim. The only problem is that on the Avamin Beizim and Aleph, it says very clearly, the Rosh is v'chamish avayda sein. Talmud shel shachar bebig day zav, avayda seyayim bebig day lavan, eloi ve'eloam bebig day zav, kafel machta bebig day lavan, Talmud shel bein arabayim bebig day zav. A clear brisa that the Talmud shel bein arabayim was done the fifth time with big day zav, not the third time. But the Ramban says, yeah, the Yerushalmi also had this brisa. It's in the Teres Kainim, so you can't ask a kasha from the Bavli in the Yerushalmi. It's a kasha from a brisa in the Yerushalmi. You have to say that the pshan and the brisa is, it doesn't mean the actual Talmud, but the Seder HaTamid, meaning the Keteris and the Neiris, but not the actual Talmud. So I spoke about this a little bit then. The Ramban says, Lashem v'chein b'din she'ena avayda, u'ma'achan oysel achar akol, v'achi yiskayim b'hei tefilas. It's b'din that even the Talmud should be before the Tzoras Kafam Achta, because it's not an avayda. So we make it really last. We push it all the way to the end. The only reason why we do some avaydas afterwards is just push it for the hei tefilas. So Ramela, we'll push it last. So the Miskirav said, we spoke about this, it's in the Chedusha Ma'an Rizan, Keshchadish Yuma V'sukkah, early on that Lamed Beis, that he says, if Shana the Ramban is, L'chadish what the Ramban is saying, that there's really no din Seder B'chlal. It's not that Shana there's a Seder when exactly the Tzoras Kafam Achta is. There is none. The whole point of the Tzoras Kafam Achta being in the middle is in order to make five Tvilas. If you would have the Tzoras Kafam Achta at the end of the avodah, the big dilam in the first one, so then you wouldn't be able to have five tefillos, like the Gemara says. You'd only have three tefillos. That's why there has to be some avodah before the Tzaras Kafa Machta, and some avodah after the Tzaras Kafa Machta. But it doesn't, Shafa didn't say there. The Tzaras Kafa Machta, you can do whatever you want. The main thing is, you can't do it until you put on big days of, did some avodah, and then you knew that Tzaras Kafa Machta were big day love, and so you could get five tefillos in. So mainly you push it off all the way to the end, because it's not really an avodah. And the Ramban says this a little bit at the end also. He says, Mishamachi lekarpadu tana lepirusha. The reason why the Tana wasn't mefarish, why? Because the inami mafsul gam ben eila elam shabedami. If you make the tzaras kafa machta between the eila and the elam, it's also okay. El v'ktanim esnis nachila mechvin alachar avayis shen vasa shiari avayda. V'chol the mekayim behei tefila zvid kedush and kayim mitzvah. The Mishnah is telling you l'chachila you push it after avayda, because it's only a shiari avayda. As long as you manage to get the hei tefila zvid kedush, it's fine. That's the lashon in the Ramban. And that's what the Brisker Rav learns. So there, the Minchas Ram says a very interesting thing. It would sound very richtig, but the Ramban doesn't mention it. So the Ramban's bothered by Akasha. Why didn't the Mishnah say when they did the Tamid? It's an important thing. The Mishnah tells you when they did the Eila on, and when they did the Musaf, and then it says on the fifth one, they did the Ketairis and the Neiris. Why didn't the Mishnah mention the Tamid? And the Gemara also, which says other things which the Mishnah left out, like the Muri Chattis and that, but no one mentions the Tamid. On that Lamed Beis, there it says the Tamid's of the fifth Tefillah. But why didn't the Gemara hear them Kaimai mention the Tamid? So Zak the Mechaz Aram, if you can learn this, Bechlal no didn't say there. So the Chai would make sense to say like this. Let's say they finished the entire Avedis Hayayim, including everything. They did the Kafu Machta, the Keteris, the Parvifnim, the Seipnim, the Seil HaZazel, and they did everything, and then he put on the big days of, and he did the Eloi and the Eloi on, and the Ktaris Amorim, and it's still not yet the time to do the Tamid Shebein Arbayim. They finished everything, but it's not yet the Zman HaKrovas Tamid Shebein Arbayim. So they're going to have a break now. So the Chara, if there's no Din Seid V'Chlal, so put on the big day of and take out the Kafa Mechta. Even the Fi, the Ramban and the Rambam that say that you do the Tamid on the third Tefillah, but if let's say they finished all the other Avodis of the third Tefillah and it's not yet time for the Tamid Shebein Arbayim, there doesn't seem to be any reason dafka to wait and do the Tamid Shebein Arbayim and then take off the Big Dezav and put on the Big Dilav and do the Tzaras Kafa Machta and then do the Ketaris and the Neiris. Why wait? Now Shein Kain, if by the time they finished the Avod of the Eloi and the Elam and everything, and now it's already time for the Tamid Shebein Arbayim, so then what the Ramban is saying, Machrinin Leilacha Kol Aved, this makes sense. So now, I could do the Tamid Shebein Arbayim, I could do the Tzaras Kafa Machta, do the Tamid first, that's an Aved de Gemur, that's only a Shari Aved. But if it's not yet the time for the Tamid Shebein Arbayim, so then you could do the Tzaras Kafa Machta now. Why should you wait and push it off? So Lefisa Ataka was totally. The Ketairis and the Neiris, which are the last things you do, they had to be done in the fifth Tefillah. If you did them in the third Tefillah, there'd be nothing left for the fifth Tefillah. So the Ketairis and Neiris, they're the last things that you do, Avada, they're done in the fifth Tefillah. The Eloi, the Eloam, and the Akravis HaEmirim, they were of course done in the third Tefillah. Like the Gemara Darshan, V'yatsav Asas V'lasav El Salam, that had to be done in the third Tefillah. When was the Tamid Shebein Arbayim done? It depended. If when you finish the Eloi, the Elam, it's time for the Tamid Shebein Arbayim, so you did it before the Tzaras Kafa Machta. If it wasn't yet time for the Tamid Shebein Arbayim, so you do the Tzaras Kafa Machta first. Sounds like a very geshmak yisvar. Sounds very richtig. It's just, the Ramban has the aura, he doesn't say it. But Bekitzam, let's get back to the Indian that we're saying. So what is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? We'll get to Rabbi Kiva soon. Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is that after we do the morning Avedis, the Tamid and the Atavis and Eris and the Keteris, and he does all the Yom Kippur Avedis. He doesn't do any Avedis in Parashas Pinchas earlier. On the third Tefillah, on the second time he wears the Big Days of, he does the Eloi and Eloam, he does the Emuri HaChatas. That's clear. But we have a three of Machlokes Rishonim. Taisus and the Rosh holds that everything else he does with the Tamid, with the fifth Tefillah. He does the entire Musafim, besides for the ayil, he does the pyre and the shivik vasim and the sirinasa b'chutz and the tamid shabein arbaim and the kteris and the neiris all in the fifth tefillah. The Baal Amar holds that he does all the musafim in the third tefillah. With the Eila Am and the Emurei Chatas, he also does all the musafim, the pyre and the shivik vasim, and the sirinasa b'chutz all in the third tefillah and the tamid shabein arbaim and the kteris and neiris in the fifth tefillah. The Rambam and the Ramban hold that even the Tamash Shabbein Arbaim he does in the third tefillah. The only thing he does in the fifth tefillah is the Ketairis and the Neiris. Those are the three shittas in Rabbi Elazar. There's a couple of more shittas. Rashi in Chumash, Rashi on the Torah, Parshas Acharemais, Perek Tezayin, Pasach of Gimel, he says like this. He says, V'zeh Seder Avaydis, Tamash Shal Shachav Abigdei Zahav, Avaydis Par V'sar Pnimis Ketairis Shal Machle Abigdei Lavan. Chasof Masagot, the Tamash Shal Shachav Abigdei Zahav, and of course he means the Tavis Neiris and the Ketairis also. The Avaydis Pyre and Sarah Pnim, Mekhtaris Shal Mach, the Big Delav. We do the Avaydis Shem Mekipurim, the Pyre Sarah Pnim, and the Kteris, the Big Delav. Then he writes, Eloi, the Elo Am, who mixas Musafim, the Big Dezav. You do the Eloi, the Elo Am, and part of the Musafim, the Big Dezav. Haitzahs Kafa Mach, the Big Delav. Vishiyori Ha Musafim, the Tamit Shabbain Abai, Mekhtaris Hechel, Shabbaz Beka Pnimi, the Big Dezav. So Rashi there seems to hold up Sapshara here. And we said, Taiz and the Rosh hold that all the Musafim were done on the fifth one. The Baal Amar says all the Musafim were done on the third one. Rashi says part of them were done by the third and part by the fifth. The Lecha Mishnah, Nelchus Beis Lecha Beis, says, who is that like? It's not like a Bekiva, it's not like a Belezer. Lechari Rashi wants to shtim the Mishnah that says that it was together with the Eloi Ve'Ela Am, which sounds like the third tefillah, and the Bryce that says with the Tamid Shabbein Abayim to tell you that some of them were there and some of them were before the Tzaras Kafamach and some after. The Tzarech Iyin exactly Shittas Rashi and Alatera. There's also one other sheet that the Hagoyi Sagra here. The Hagoyi Sagra in the Gemara says it's actually a Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar in the Bryce. Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah holds like the Tesefta. The Tesefta says like this, Rabbi Elazar Iyin Meseder Gomanas Kachoyim, Makivim Para Oyla Vesir Nasa Vechutz, So the Mishnah goes like the Tesefta, that by the Mishnah only the Shiva Kvasim Pnimim were done after the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and the Para Oil Nesir Nasa B'chutz were done earlier by the Tamid Shel Shachar. That's Rabbi Elazar of the Mishnah. And the Gemara means Rabbi Elazar of Tanna Dvei Shmuel is a different shita than Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, and that's the correct shita, which all the Musafim were done after Avodas Yom Kippurim. He says, Yushalmi says, Zudah v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Akiva, Avachachamim Eimrim Kulma Yikrevim Tamim Shabbein Arbaim. So he says, Yushalmi learns the Mishnah like the Tesefta, that Rabbi Akiva holds that the Shiva Kvasim with the Tamim Shel Shachar with the pyre and the sar and asa v'chutz was later, and Rabbi Elazar also forget the pyre and the sar were tamid shel shachar and the shivik kvasim were later, but the chachamim hold like what Tana v'Shmuel says Rabbi Elazar holds, that all the musafim were done later with the tamid shel bein arbaim. But akopanim, the three main shittas in Rabbi Elazar, I would say, is the teis and the rush that all the musafim were done in the fifth tefillah, the Baal Amar that all the musafim were done in the third tefillah. We have Rashi and Chumash that part were done in the fifth part of the third. But we have the Rambam and the Ramban and the Smag that hold that the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim Gufo was done with the third tefillah. And then, of course, they were done with the third tefillah. Now, Rabbi Akiva also is a Machlokes Rishonim. We have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here on Ayin Amud Beis. The Rashi holds according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is clearly that the Par and the Shiva Kvasim were all done earlier. The question was just when the Emurei Chatas were done. According to Rashi, the Emurei Chatas was also done by Tefillah Shlishis. Only the Tamid was done in Tefillah Chamishis. And it was according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Para Oila and the Shiva Kvasim were done with the Tamid Shel Shachar. By the Tefillah Shlishis, where the Eila and Eila Am were done, also the Sir Nasa B'chutz and the Emurei Chatas are all done in the Tefillah Shlishis, and only the Tamid is done in Tefillah Chamishis. And Taisus holds that also the Emurei Chatas are done in Tefillah Chamishis, together with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Now, according to the Rambam and the Ramban and the Smag, the Tamish Bam Gufu was done by the Tefillah Shlishis, so of course everything was done by the Tefillah Shlishis. I mean, the Par and the Shivik Vasim were all done by the Tefillah Rishayna, just like it is according to Rashi and Taisis, that's Mufurish in the Gemara. But the Sir Nasa B'chutz, the Eim Mechadas, and the Talmud Shabayim was Tefillah Shlisha. So could there's three Shittas according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam, the Ramban, and the Smak hold that, I mean, according to everyone, the Par Oil and Shiva Kvasim were done with the Talmud Shal Shachar. But as far as the Sir Nasa B'chutz and the Eim Mechadas and the Talmud, I mean, everyone also holds the Eila and the Eila Om, and the Sir Nasa B'chutz were done in the third Tefillah. So again, the Par Ha'ayla and the Shiva Kvasim were done with the Talmud Shal Shachar by the first Tefillah. The Eilai, the Eila Om, and the Sir Nasa B'chutz, according to everyone, was done by the third Tefillah. According to Taisus, that's all that was done by the third Tefillah. The Eimer Echad, the Eimerim of the Par and the Sar, and the Talmud Shal Be'abayim was done by the fifth Tefillah. Rashi holds the Eimerim was done by the third Tefillah, just the Talmud Shal Be'abayim was done by the fifth Tefillah. And the Ramban and the Ramban hold even the Talmud Shal Be'abayim was done by the third Tefillah. And only the Ktairis and the Neiris are done by the fifth Tefillah. Those are the three Shittas according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, interesting, what's the halacha? The Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva. And in the Brisa, the other two Shittas in Rabbi Akiva, right? Whether the one Kevis was done b'shachar and the other six were done later, or six Kvasim were done b'shachar and one was done later. But the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah, all the Misafim were done with the Talmud Shal Shachar except for the Ayil. And the Sir Nasa B'chutz, and that was done by the Tefillah Shlishis, and the Talmud was also done then. And the Piyut of Nusaf Sfarad, that starts at the Kanat, is Mamish the Rambam. It's exactly the Rambam. The Piyut says clearly that the Musafim were done with the first Tefillah. When it goes through the Avodah, the first Tefillah mentions the Par and the Shivik Vasim. And then the Piyut is also very clear that the Sir Nasa B'chutz and the Emirim and the Tamid was all done by the third Tefillah. And the only thing left for the fifth Tefillah was the Ktairis and the Neiris. So it appeared that the Atta Kananta of Nusuk Sran is exactly the Rambam, which is Rabbi Kiva, and also the Shittas Rambam that the Tamid Shabbein Abayim was done by the third one. The Pin of Nusuk Ashkenaz, it starts Amitz Kayach, says that after the Shloch Hasar, it says that he wore a Big Day Zav, he was Mekadish, and he did the Eilei Ve'eila Om, Trav Chatas, the Chel of the Chatas, Umusafin Hikriv Kachayk. He says, and the Musafin he did that. So Musafin Lechay means all the Musafin. And after the Tzos Kafel Machta, the Piyut says that he wore Big Day Zav, and he was Mekadish, and he did the Tamid, and the Ktairis, and the Nevis. And doesn't say anything about the Musafin. So it sounds like the Piyut held that all the Musafin was done by the third Tefillah, and the Tamid by the fifth Tefillah. So firstly, you see that this Piyut passes like a Belezer, not like the Piyut of Nusach Sfar, the passage like Rabbi Akiva. But second of all, he says that all the Musafim were done by the third one, and the Talmud was done by the fifth one, so that's the Baal Amar. Taisus and the Rosh hold the Musafim were done by the fifth one, and that's what the Ramban says, that the Paitanim HaKadmainim held, but we don't have that Piyut that he had, that the Ramban had. Our Piyut Kadmain, the Piyut of Nusach Sfar is a Piyut Kadmain, and that goes Faker, that goes like the Ramban. It's interesting that he doesn't quote it. It's a piyut that the Gaonim quote, and it's saying, Mamish Shita, that the Talmud was done by the third one. It could be his Nusach in the piyut had the Talmud done in the fifth one. I don't know. But the piyut of Nusach Ashken is Amitz Kayach, is Mamish the Baal Amar. That the Talmud was done with the fifth one, but all the Musafim was done with the third one. The Tais Yantar is Mayrach about it, but that's what comes out, Lalach HaLamaisa. So those who have a Nusach Ashkenaz, do halacha l'maisa like the Baal Amar, that do the Musafim and the third one, the Talmud and the fifth one, and those that have Nusach Sfar, do halacha l'maisa like the Rambam, like Rabbi Akiva, that you do the Shiva Kvasim in the morning with the Talmud Shal Shachar, and you do the other Musafim, the Sir Nasa B'chutz, and the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, all with the third one, like the Rambam and the Ramban.